Friends, I think that all of us here today can identify in some aspect with the disciples in the gospel today. Because today's gospel is all about prayer and about trust. You know, perhaps the disciples, maybe they were experiencing some sort of discouragement or temptation in need of a spiritual boost. And so they ask Jesus, they say, "Lord, teach us how to pray." Now, first, imagine, these disciples were the ones that Jesus chose to be with him and to follow him, and they were with Jesus for many, many days, and they spent a lot of time with him, yet even they needed to be taught how to pray, and they were humble enough to ask him. Friends, this is the first step in having a vibrant relationship with Jesus that he desires to give to us. And that is to ask him, "Lord, teach me how to pray." Because Jesus wants each and every one of us in this church today to have a deep and a vibrant, a personal and a powerful prayer life. And the first step in that relationship, the disciples teach us, is to beg our Lord and to say, "Lord, teach me how to pray." Jesus then continues to teach us what it means then to persevere in prayer, in that our prayers are always heard. He says, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." In a sense, God wants us to approach him as, you know, little kids approach their parents, right? Kids are not afraid at all to ask very simply and very directly, "Mom and Dad, I need this. Mom and Dad, I want this." This is the sort of the filial relationship that God wants us to have with him, not to be afraid to ask him for exactly what we need, trusting that he hears us. Friends, this aspect of trust is so important in our spiritual life. It's important in every aspect of our life. And when we spend time with God in prayer each day, when we make time for him, we grow in our trust of him. And we learn what that means. We learn that trusting God means knowing that God is a loving Father who only knows and desires what is best for us. And so we ask ourselves, do I trust God? Do I actually trust him? Do I trust that God has a plan for me, that God has given me a mission, and that God has created me uniquely for a purpose? Do I trust that God has a plan for my family? Do I trust that God has a plan for my marriage? Friends, related to this topic of trusting God, especially in those most important aspects of our life, related to this is a very important anniversary that we celebrated this last week. And that is, every year on July the 25th, the church commemorates the anniversary of the encyclical Humanae Vitae, which was that beautiful encyclical promulgated by Pope Paul VI, 1968. And what makes Humanae Vitae beautiful is that it wonderfully proclaims the beauty and the dignity of the sacrament of marriage, the gift of our human sexuality, and the great gift of new life that God gives to us in children. You know, because if we're honest with ourselves, being open to the gift of life, being open to children and natural family planning, it's all about trusting God. Trusting that God knows best. Trusting that God has a plan and a purpose for my marriage and for my family. You know, every couple that I prepare in marriage prep, every single one, I ask them, I say, you know, "How many children do you want to have?" And they always have a number, right? But I encourage them, I say, "Okay, take that number, wonderful. Take that number," but I encourage them, I say, "Place that number, though, to the side. Because God has a plan for how many or few that he wants you to have. But he simply asks you to trust him and be open to his will. So the reason that we believe that contraception and sterilization are gravely sinful is because they reject that gift of fertility. They close one's married love off from God. And they lack trust in God's plan for their marriage. These acts, they separate a couple from God's grace, and it causes great harm to the bond of marriage. You know, the world, as we know, the world, you know, it would tell us different, right? In the world today, this is not a popular teaching. So why do I tell you such an unpopular truth? Friends, the answer is simple. I tell you because of my love for you and because I want you to spend eternity in heaven with God. I want you to become a saint and to experience the freedom and the joy and the peace that comes from trusting completely in God. So this being said, I want you also to know that no sin, whatever it may be, no sin is outside of God's mercy and forgiveness, including the sins of contraception and sterilization. Those especially need to be brought to the sacrament of confession, where God desires to heal us, to set us free, and to bring us his peace. To those married couples who live or who have lived joyfully God's plan for marriage and family, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for being a beautiful witness of God's love. Thank you for your openness to life. Thank you for being generous with God and teaching your children how to be generous with one another. By living God's plan for marriage and family, you are allowing God to work in you and to use you in a very beautiful way by being co-creators with him. To those who may struggle to live God's teaching on marriage and family, I urge you, do not be afraid to trust God. He knows and desires what's best for you. And he has given you the gift of fertility. Please do not reject that gift. Bring the sins of contraception and sterilization to confession. And avail yourself to a course in natural family planning. You know, natural family planning brings tremendous blessings to your marriage. And there's more information on brochures at the back of church. And finally, to those who struggle with infertility, or those who are not able to have children, I want you to know that Jesus understands your pain and your suffering. He knows of your desire to have children and to start a family. I want you to know that you are not being punished in any way, but that God is with you every step of the way. Know that God is still working through you and is able to do something amazing in your life. And brothers and sisters, no matter what our state in life is, whether we are married or unmarried or priest, a widowed, young or old, today let us rejoice in the gift of life. Let us rejoice that God has brought us into this world. Let us rejoice that our parents were open to receiving this gift of God, that they were open to receiving children. They were open to welcoming us into this world. And that God has designed us for a specific purpose that he has not given to another. let us trust him. He alone desires what is best for us. If we but open ourselves to his grace and cooperate with his will and say yes to that purpose, that plan that he has given to us, trusting completely and only in him. May it be so. Amen.